For a long time it was thought that we move into and out of ice ages gradually, over hundreds of thousands of years, but we now know that that has not been the case. Thanks to ice cores from Greenland, we have a detailed record of climate for something over 100,000 years, and what is found there is not comforting. It shows that for most of its recent history, Earth has been nothing like the stable and tranquil place that civilization has known, but rather has lurched violently between periods of warmth and brutal chill. Toward the end of the last big glaciation, some 12,000 years ago, Earth began to warm, and quite rapidly, but then abruptly plunged back into bitter cold for 1,000 years or so in an event known to science as the Younger Dryas. The name comes from the Arctic plant, the Dryas, which is one of the first to recolonize land after an ice sheet withdraws. There was also an older Dryas period, but it wasn't so sharp. At the end of this 1,000-year onslaught, average temperatures leapt again by as much as 7 degrees in 20 years, which doesn't sound terribly dramatic, but is equivalent to exchanging the climate of Scandinavia for that of the Mediterranean in just 2 decades. Locally, changes have been even more dramatic. Greenland ice cores show the temperatures there changing by as much as 15 degrees in 10 years, drastically altering rainfall patterns and growing conditions. This must have been unsettling enough on a thinly populated planet. Today, the consequences would be pretty well unimaginable.